decided to preach my own homily today, so we'll leave the breviary aside. I'm a little distracted because it's beautiful. This Psalm 47, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. The Lord amidst trumpet blasts. Nice song and psalm for the Old Testament, but what did it apply to? And then you see the Feast of the Ascension of God literally mounting his throne. Christ ascending to the highest level of heaven. The apostles witnessed it. They saw it. Perhaps they thought, Psalm 47. Oh my gosh, we've been singing this for decades and never knew what it meant. But anyway, that's Psalm 47, if you'd like it. I think we're going to take it up again this Sunday. As we get closer and closer to the Ascension and Pentecost, this reminder that our Lord did not promise that, you know what? Once I send the Holy Spirit to you, everything will be fine. He says, listen, the kingdom of God, it's kind of like a woman when she's in labor. That's kind of a dull image, but it's ladies, is it fun to be in labor? No, right? She's in agony because her hour has come. And so we too experience that. And you could think, on the one hand, maybe he was referring only to the crucifixion, and then he would rise, and like the life of the kingdom would be there in its fullness. But of course, over time, in hindsight, the apostles are like, no, he's referring to the time of the church and its labor. And it's not always fun. And it's not easy. This growth in the spiritual life, whether it's the Christ forging his apostles with the Holy Spirit, or the apostles, the church forging all humanity over time under persecution, or we ourselves as parents and teachers trying to form our little ones in a society that is very much against what we're trying to do. When a woman is in labor, she's in agony because the hour is difficult. It's hard. Formation is hard. Faith is hard, especially in the world today. And Jesus doesn't hide it. It's labor pains. All the virtues we're trying to form all through this life. Think about all the parables. I can only imagine the apostles like, oh, this is terrible. But you know what? Our Lord told us this. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. He talked about so many parables, the 10 virgins who were waiting for the Master's return in the darkness. Darkness, not bright light and joy, darkness. The vineyard, the talents, the wedding feast that the Master left to claim an inheritance, it would come back, but he's gone for a time. We're in the labor phase. But your grief will be turned to joy, and no one will be able to take that joy from you. We want to renew our hope in the promises of Christ as he ascended into heaven. He left us these tremendous, powerful promises. And so many have gone before us to say to us, it is possible. You can live by faith, by hope, with a joy that the world doesn't understand, a peace the world can't give you. My peace I leave with you. We ask the Holy Spirit as we get ready for that Feast of Pentecost to renew and help us plug back into these promises, the word of Christ, his word. He's faithful to his word. We want to live from that foundation. We walk by faith, not by sight. Sight shows us the world is in darkness, but we plug into a higher level of vision. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us as we continue to honor her. May she be near to us. She walked in that darkness for those 3 awful days when her son was literally hopelessly lost in the tomb. And yet she believed. She waited, and she even encouraged the other 11 apostles who were totally at a loss. She was that rock of faith. That's what the church and each one of us were called to be, that for our spouses when they're struggling, our loved ones when they're struggling, and the community around us when we're struggling. We ask for an increase in that hope and the promises of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.